Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and this morning's conversation is with Sam Mock, the Chief Financial Officer of the U.S. Department of Labor. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Morgan Kinghorn. Well, Sam, in the last segment you described your career, and I'm curious, you've worked in both the public and private sector. How do you compare the two?
Let's talk about money first. Obviously, there's a tremendous pay gap between, you know, position in the public sector versus the private sector. The compensation and the perks are also different. Okay, but that's a real cash payment, but you have to look at a total compensation package. There's something what I call psychic income that cannot be measured in dollar. I give you an example. When I was working in Treasury, the main Treasury building, walking down the hallway, there's some of the very historic person that you read about, Alexander Hamilton and all those people, and working in the same building, the sense of history, you cannot measure it in dollar. When they come out of the building at night, walking out through the back door, you saw the, you see the Washington Monument, the White House on your left, right side, and you know you're part of the history. You cannot measure it in dollar. Now working in the Labor Department, and as I always tell people, when I walk out of the front door, I look at the U.S. Congress on my left hand side, remember my responsibility, and every day being part of the action to see how national policy is being shaped and carried out, the satisfaction, it just cannot be measured in dollar. So that more than adequately made up the shortfall in cash. So that's one big difference. The second big difference is within the government, there are a lot of rules and regulations. Sometimes those can be extremely frustrating, like hiring people. When I was running my own consulting firm, if I have a need for a particular person, I just go, and if I meet somebody in a bar, I like the person, I think they qualify, I can offer a job right there and then. Well, with the federal government, I have to post a job, there has to be a panel, and there has to be a cert, so you have to go through orders, so it takes a lot longer to hire somebody. And also, there's a structure. I don't really have the latitude to negotiate salary, because you're coming to GS-15 or GS-14, all these are predefined. So that in itself, it's a extra step you have to carry. But I also think that the hiring process in the federal government is quite efficient. It takes time, but by the time you go through all these steps, hopefully the chance of making mistakes are minimized. Whereas in my consulting days, you go and hire somebody you think is dynamite, turn out to be a total dud, and then you got to deal with the aftermath. So that's the other big difference. Also in the government, at least where I sit right now, I spent more time on administrative matters than on substantive matter when compared to the private sector, because in the private sector, I contract everything out. I don't want to deal with administrative matters. I'm there to make money, and that's the only reason why I'm there. And everybody works for me and with me, shares the same goal. Whereas within the government sector, you have a lot of rules you have to follow, so you want to make sure all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted. So those are the major differences come to mind.
Let's get back to the clean opinion. And, mm-hmm. and you're right, labor was the first to get a clean opinion, and you've certainly sustained that. Why is it important in a federal perspective to get clean opinions?
Well, because when we put a financial statement together, it's kind of like we're telling the world how we look like. To have that opinion reviewed by an independent outside entity, be it the Office of the Inspector General or an accounting firm, validates the data integrity. And I think that's important because as more and more government executives learn to use financial statement as a basis for decision, it gives you the extra layer of, a quality assurance, if you will.
Interesting. As you know, the president's management agenda has a component called the sort of the report card. And labor, even with a clean opinion, got sort of a red mark on financial management. Mm-hmm. Of course, you weren't alone. There were 26 grades in that area, and only one agency got a green. Can you give us a sense of why that happened and what you're going to be doing to get to the green, as the OMB says?
Well, I have good news to report. Yes, we started with a red mark, like most federal agencies. We are now practically at green, except two components. One is the integration of budget and performance. Another one is competitive sourcing. All the other components are either already at green through interim assessment or at yellow, with great confidence that it will go to green. And I believe that the competitive sourcing, you know, getting the green is not a humongous, you know, challenge. It's doable. The integration of budget and performance is a challenge because you need the proper system. To arrive at that state, you need to have the technology. For example, if the secretary wants to know how much does a inspection at a mine shaft cost, I'm not really sure if one can right now provide the correct data on a timely basis for the secretary. The data is there. We can get it, but it requires a tremendous amount of effort. So by the time we got the information, the need might have passed. We are right now focusing on investing in technology and also shifting paradigm for the staff so that that way that type of need can be satisfied in a very effective and efficient manner.
You are the CFO that sort of looks at information from a broad variety of fairly large, complex bureaus. What are the challenges in trying to coordinate that data and the financial information of those various agencies?
The good news is, as I said, one of the reasons why I chose labor over other cabinet agency is that labor has a central core accounting system. And labor is fairly centralized in that respect. If I compare that to my previous government job at Department of Treasury, the CFO at Department of Treasury is more of a traffic policeman because each bureau is very autonomous, fairly autonomous, and they have their own system, they have their own CFO. That situation is not, you know, does not exist at labor. So it's easier for us to do. But the challenge is our technology is quite old. My accounting central core accounting system is quite old. It is not on-demand web-based. That's a challenge for us to get to so that users, clients, and executives can design their own report by point and click anytime they wish in the format they like and with good data and reliable data. We're not there yet. And that is, to me, a big personal challenge. The technology is out there in the business world. We just need to figure out a way how to bring that into Department of Labor and the federal government. And Mark Everson at the OMB is doing a great job in, you know, giving guidance and also assistance to help us get there.
What will the management challenges be of implementing and using the new technology?
What are the challenges?
Yeah.
Obvious first thing is funding. That's the biggest problem for everybody. The second is also know-how, because when you bring in technology like that and implement it, it requires a lot of one-time know-how that I'm not sure any agency or any private sector business would like to invest in their own staff. So finding the right partner to work with, to select the right software, select the right implementation strategy, and manage the change management correctly afterwards, those are the real big challenges. Mm-hmm. I mean, in theory, you know, there's textbooks for that, but carrying it out is not the same thing.
How about the challenges of time? My sense is that there's an increased pressure on doing management right very fast. The scorecard is pretty clear, and everybody wants
right.
to move quickly. But sticking in the kind of technology I think we're envisioning generally takes time.
Yes, that's true, but I kind of look at this differently. We talked about getting the green at Treasury and sharing experiences. And my view towards getting the green is really a process. A lot of people look at it as an end game. To me, it's not an end game. I place more emphasis on why are we getting to green versus getting to green. If we understand the philosophy about the green benchmark and how to embed those practices into the infrastructure so that one day, for those of us who are non-career, move on, these things will continue. And I think that is our biggest contribution if I can make that happen.
How will you do that? Because I believe there is a lot of perception that because people will move on shortly and these are long things,
mm-hmm.
we can ignore them or it'll all pass.
Right. These getting to green in my mind is really change agents. They cause paradigm shift, hopefully, and then the next challenge is lock those change in. For example, e-government. Once you start that process, I think it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle. Okay? So, for example, I invite all your listeners to visit our website, www.govbenefits.gov. That is our major e-government initiative, spearheaded by Assistant Secretary Pat Pasella, to provide, deliver information for American citizens in a way they're familiar with by going through asking yes-no question answers. So once you have that thing going, I'm not sure, and the citizens like it, I'm not sure if you can roll it back, and that's an example.
It's a good stopping point. It's time for a break. Come back with us as we continue our discussion about management with Sam Mock of the Department of Labor. What's the link between performance and cost, and why is that so important? We'll ask Sam for his thoughts when the Business of Government Hour continues.
What did the Internal Revenue Service learn from its Tax Systems Modernization Program? Read a case study about the IRS's experience in one of the latest endowment grant reports by Barry Bozeman entitled Government Management of Information Megatechnology. For a copy of this report, visit our website at endowment.pwcglobal.com or call us at 703-741-1077.